Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Syria has launched counterattacks in an attempt to halt insurgents' surprise advance on Aleppo and other areas in the country. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Syrian military has rushed in reinforcements to push back insurgents from advancing further after they seized Aleppo in a surprise offensive. The insurgents took over most of Syria's largest city on Saturday and claimed to have entered the city of Hama. There was no independent confirmation of their claim. Iran's foreign minister told reporters that Tehran will back the Syrian government and army. The swift and surprise offensive is a huge embarrassment for Syria's President Bashar Assad and comes at a time when his allies, Iran and its groups and Russia, are preoccupied with their own conflicts. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian and Syrian jets struck the rebel-held city of Idlib in northern Syria on Sunday, military sources said, as President Bashar al-Assad vowed to crush insurgents who had swept into the city of Aleppo. On Sunday, the army said it had recaptured several towns that had been overrun in recent days by rebels. Yemen's Houthis launched a military operation on a quote-unquote vital target in central Israel using a hypersonic missile, the group's military spokesperson Yahya Saria said in a televised address on Sunday. Meanwhile, Israeli military strikes killed at least 15 Palestinians on Sunday, Palestinian medics said, as Israeli forces kept up bombardments across the enclave. At least four people were killed in an Israeli raid near Jenin in the occupied West Bank on Sunday, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Hamas leaders held talks with Egyptian security officials Sunday in a fresh push for a ceasefire in the Gaza war, two Hamas sources said, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was set to convene his security cabinet on the matter, two Israeli officials said. This is VOA News. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday that there was still time for the United States to convince skeptics in Europe that Ukraine should be invited to join the NATO military alliance. There can't be a NATO invitation for some parts of Ukrainian territory. It would mean an automatic recognition that all the other territories are not only in danger, but are not part of Ukraine. That's why Ukraine will never go for it. If it's an invitation, then only a full one for all territories. However, when speaking to Sky News earlier this week, Zelensky said he wanted to stop this stage of the war by accepting that NATO's defense umbrella could be over territory he controls whilst the war is ongoing. The EU says its institutions and member countries have made available some $133 billion in Ukraine aid since the start of the war, but future support remains uncertain, especially if Trump reduces U.S. support. Georgia's prime minister on Sunday ruled out new parliamentary elections amid a post-election crisis that has seen his legitimacy questioned both at home and internationally. Georgian news agency Interpress News reported that anti-government protesters Sunday blocked an access road into the country's main commercial port in the Black Sea city of Poti. Images showed at least one entrance to the port complex blocked by protesters demonstrating against the ruling party's announcement Thursday that it was suspending talks on joining the European Union for 4 years. Activists say Mexican authorities have broken up two migrant caravans heading to the U.S. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Activist groups say Mexican immigration authorities have bussed hundreds of people into southern Mexico while others were offered transit papers. Advocates say it appears the disruption of the two caravans, with some 4,000 people mostly on foot, appeared to be part of an agreement between the presidents of Mexico and the United States. After President-elect Donald Trump threatened to impose 25% tariffs on Mexican goods, Mexico's president vowed migrants and caravans, quote, are taken care of before they reach the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The top United Nations court will take up the largest case in its history Monday. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The court opened 2 weeks of hearings into what countries worldwide are legally required to do to combat climate change and help vulnerable nations fight its devastating impact. Island nations who fear they could simply disappear under rising sea waters have lobbied for years for such a court case. The UN General Assembly asked the International Court of Justice last year for an opinion on the obligations of states in respect of climate change. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.